You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 459, covering week 14, March 30th to April 5th, 2026. Martin Wimpress, co-founder and leader of the Ubuntu Mate distribution, announced that he will step down and that he is looking for developers willing to continue working on the Ubuntu Mate distribution who can maintain packages related to the Mate desktop environment in the Ubuntu repository. His interest has shifted, and he no longer has the time to devote to the Ubuntu Mate project. He would like to hand over project management to developers who have the time and energy to work on the project. Ubuntu Mate remains on the Mate 1.26 branch from 2021 with unresolved issues and a shortage of developers. Ubuntu Mate 26.04 will not be granted LTS status, and its publication is uncertain despite the start of beta testing for Ubuntu 26.10. Beta builds of Ubuntu Mate 26.04 have not yet been released. Development of the Mate desktop environment has been stagnant since spring 2024. Arch Install 4.0 has been released. It has been included as an option in the Arch Linux ISO installation images since 2021. Arch Install runs in console mode and can be used instead of the default manual installation method. Arch Install is written in Python and is licensed under the GPLv3 license. In the new version of Arch Install, the console user interface has been migrated to the textual library instead of curses, modernizing the look and simplifying the maintenance of many menu items. Other changes, including the addition of instructions for loading an ISO image in a virtual machine, replacing PyTest configuration files with the TAML format, integrating Firewall D support into the Firewall menu, reworking the code for installing configuration files with network settings, separating LVM handlers into a separate module, removing NTFS support for the root file system, and redesigning the menu for asynchronous operation. 4M Linux 51.0 is now available, a minimalist user-friendly distribution. It isn't a fork of other projects and uses a JWM window manager-based graphical environment. 4M Linux can be used as a live environment for multimedia playback and user tasks, as well as a disaster recovery system and platform for running mini-servers. A live image with a graphical environment and stripped-down console build are available for download. Collabora has unveiled the Apertise 2026 Linux distribution, originally designed for automotive systems but later repurposed for a wider range of electronic devices, embedded systems, and industrial equipment. Devices using Apertise include the Atari VCS gaming console, the Raspberry Pi 4 board, the R-Car automotive SoCs, and the Bosch Detect 200 wall scanner. Reference system images are distributed for the x86-64, ARM64, and ARMHF architectures. The distribution is modular, allowing device manufacturers to independently configure the required system environment. Builds are based on traditional DEB packages, and monolithic, atomically updated images based on OS tree are supported. Support for each Apertise release is 21 months, with a minor release containing bug fixes issued every 3 months. A vulnerability, CVE-2026-4747, has been fixed in FreeBSD. This vulnerability allowed kernel-level code execution by sending network packets to an NFS server. The issue occurs when using the kgssapi.ko module, which implements the rpcsec_gss API in the kernel. In addition to the kernel, the vulnerability affects user space applications that use the lib-rpcgss_sec library and perform RPC server functions. Such applications, which are not part of the FreeBSD-based system, can also be attacked by sending network packets. The vulnerability was discovered by an Anthropic employee using the Claude AI assistant. The researchers who created the exploit went further and continued their experiments using Claude to identify vulnerabilities in Vim and Emacs that could allow code execution when specifically crafted files were opened to these editors. Remarkably, the model's prompts boiled down to a simple problem statement, such as, find a zero-day vulnerability in Vim that occurs when opening a file. Ultimately, the Claude model successfully identified previously unknown vulnerabilities. The Wayland Protocol's 1.48-based package has been released, containing a set of protocols and extensions that complement the core Wayland Protocol and provide the capabilities needed to build composite servers and user environments. In the new version, the XDG-Session-Management Protocol has been added to the staging category, providing capabilities for restoring the state and position of Windows from an interrupted session in Wayland-based environments, for example, after a composite server or application crashes. The text input protocol has been expanded to allow composite servers to implement input methods and send text to applications. The no_emoji flag has been added for input without emoji. Support for additional actions beyond text insertion has been implemented. The language flag has been added for transmitting language information. Requests for showing and hiding the input panel have been added. And the pre-edit _hint flag has been added for customizing the pre-editing style. They also added experimental XX-cutouts protocol for obtaining information about cutouts on the screen. An experimental XX-zones protocol has been added for creating and adding top-level Windows 2 zones, environments with their own coordinate space. This protocol allows for a logical arrangement of windows with each window positioned relative to every other window. They added an experimental protocol XX-keyboard-filter to allow the client to intercept selected keyboard events, modify input events, or block certain events from being passed to the focused Wayland surface. The Document Foundation, which oversees the development of the LibreOffice Office Suite, has expelled all Collabora employees and partners. 43 members were expelled from the TDF at the end of March, including key LibreOffice developers and co-founders. 7 of the 10 most significant LibreOffice developers were expelled. Of the 4 founders remaining in the TDF, 3 are not involved in the core code development. In 2025, Collabora employees contributed 45% of all changes to LibreOffice. Italo Vignoli, one of the founders of the Document Foundation, explained that Collabora members were excluded in accordance with the recently approved new bylaws which prohibit employees of companies with which legal proceedings are pending. The conflict between the Document Foundation and Collabora stems from the development of the cloud edition of LibreOffice Online. In 2020, Collabora created a fork of LibreOffice Online to address branding and marketing issues and continued development in its own repository under the name Collabora Online. This was because the Document Foundation was promoting products from other companies on the LibreOffice Online page, even though those companies contributed little to the development. In 2022, the Document Foundation's board of directors decided to freeze the LibreOffice Online project, as all community developers had switched to the new project and no one was willing to continue maintaining the old repository. In 2026, the new Document Foundation Board of Directors reversed the freeze, finding the previous vote to have been conducted under a conflict of interest. The recreation of the LibreOffice Online repository as a fork of the current Collabora Online repository, along with the rebranding of all Collabora work, was perceived by a Collabora representative as vandalism against the project and a violation of the established status quo, whereby credit was reasonably distributed between the two projects. The /E/OS 3.6 mobile platform focused on user privacy has been released. The platform was founded by Gail Duvall. The project supports 287 smartphone models and creates firmware builds for the most popular ones. Custom device builds have been created for OnePlus, Fairphone, TerraCube, Hiro, and Pixel smartphones, distributed with /E/OS pre-installed under the Murena 1, Murena 2, Murena Fairphone 456, Murena TerraCube 2e, Murena Pixel 5.7, and Murena Shift Phone 8 brands. The /E/OS firmware is being developed as a fork of the Lineage OS platform, freed from Google services and infrastructure to prevent telemetry transmission to Google servers and enhance privacy. Among other things, it blocks implicit data transmission, such as requests to Google servers for network availability checks, DNS resolution, and time determination. OpenCloud 6.0, a platform that allows users to deploy a file sharing and content collaboration system on their own server, has been released. The project is being promoted as an open alternative to proprietary systems like Microsoft's SharePoint, Google Drive, and Dropbox, and is compliant with the European Union's GDPR. The server, written in Go, is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license and supports WebDAV, gRPC, Microsoft RESTful Web API Graph, OCS, OCM 1.1, and OpenID Connect. Connect. The server is implemented using a microservices framework and can scale from Raspberry Pi boards to large multi-server deployments. The desktop client is written in C++ using Qt, published under the GPL v3 license, and supports builds for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. The client also features built-in file synchronization and mounting of shared storage as a virtual file system. The web interface is written in TypeScript using the Vue.js framework and is licensed under the AGPL v3 license. Mobile apps are available for Android and iOS. An Amazon engineer identified a regression specific to Linux kernel 7.0, which is expected to be released on April 13th. A change in task scheduler settings resulted in a significant reduction in throughput and responsiveness when running PostgreSQL on ARM64 systems. Using kernel 7.0, performance in the PGBench simple update test dropped from 98,565 to 50,751. The slowdown was caused by changing the default scheduler preemption mode from preempt_none to preempt_lazy on architectures that support it. This caused PostgreSQL to spend 55% of its CPU time calling s_lock params in user space. To address this issue, it is proposed to return preempt_none to the default and unlink it from the arch_no_preempt setting. It's still unclear what decision Linus Torvalds will make, as he adheres to the principle that the kernel should not degrade performance or break user space compatibility. On the one hand, kernel 7.0 is in the final testing phase before release, and rolling back the scheduler settings could lead to other regressions. On the other hand, users could experience a halving of the performance of one of the most popular databases. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report presents changes for the KDE Plasma 6.7 branch expected to be released in June. Fractional scaling is the hot topic. The KWin Compositing Manager implements support for the experimental Wayland XX-fractional-scale-v2 protocol, which eliminates unnecessary gaps between adjacent elements on high-density screens, such as between a maximized window and a panel. The XX-fractional-scale protocol provides the ability to scale the logical coordinate system, which uses integer values to improve positioning accuracy and increase the resolution of logical coordinates down to individual pixels. This capability addresses the limited resolution of the logical coordinate system, which is insufficient for the pixel-level positioning required for full implementation of fractional scaling in KDE. Using the XX-fractional-scale protocol, the composite server and client can consistently use different coordinate systems, logical and pixel, when working with the WL_surface object. Logical coordinates are used to describe the size of content and window positions from the user's perspective, while pixel coordinates reflect the actual sizes and buffers when rendering to the screen. The XX-fractional-scale protocol introduces a scaling factor that links logical and pixel coordinates, allowing for handling situations where multiple pixels correspond to a single logical coordinate unit. Ingo Molnar has revived the topic of deprecating support for i486 processors in the Linux kernel and published a patch that removes the options for building the kernel with support for 486DX, 486SX, and AMD Elan processors. The note points out that very few people use modern Linux kernel branches on legacy 32-bit CPUs, and it was impossible to find any major distributions that continue to publish kernel packages built with the M486Y option. In a discussion last year, Linus Torvalds stated that he felt the time had come to remove support for the 486 CPU and saw no reason to continue wasting developer time addressing the issues those processors pose. Previously, Linus had raised the possibility of removing support for the 486 CPU in October 2022. Support for the 386 CPU was removed from the kernel in 2012. CozyStack 1.2, an open-source PaaS platform built on Kubernetes, is now available. The project aims to provide a ready-to-use platform for hosting providers as a framework for building private and public clouds. The platform installs directly on servers and covers all aspects of infrastructure preparation for delivering managed services. CozyStack allows you to launch and provision Kubernetes clusters, databases, and virtual machines. The platform code is available on GitHub and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. The platform includes an open-source network infrastructure based on QB-OVN and uses Cilium for service mesh organization and MetalLB for service advertising. Storage is implemented on LinStore, which offers ZFS as the underlying storage layer and DRBD for replication. A pre-configured monitoring stack based on Victoria Metrics and Grafana is included. QBvert technology is used to launch virtual machines, enabling the launch of classic virtual machines directly in Kubernetes containers, and already includes all the necessary integrations with the cluster API for launching managed Kubernetes clusters within a bare metal Kubernetes cluster. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bartmoss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.